We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant. News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
9 minutes, 9 before the top of the hour. It's about to go down. Make sure you catch my man Damon Williams this Thursday and Friday only at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Get tickets only now at BaltimoreComedyFactory.com. SIN Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a stupid criminal who no longer likes TV reruns. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip, as serious as global warming in Chicago. I don't think so.
No.
You got to convince us that that's really taking place. It's no degrees here. Seriously. All right, now check it out, Jackie, Skip. Speaking of reruns, first of all, there's two places I can get stories from every week. If I just went through my stories every week, I can get a story from Florida or from Walmart. In fact, last week I had a story that was from Florida and from Walmart. And this week is no different. And last week, a person was trying to steal a TV out of Walmart. Well, this week, a man was trying to steal a TV from Walmart. His name is James Walsh, I should say. He's from Port St. Lucie, Florida. He grabbed a cart, loaded it with a 58-inch flat screen. That's what it says here. I don't know why it says flat screen. I don't even know if you could buy any other kind of screen. But, yeah, a flat screen. If anybody's still buying a Big Mac TV, kill yourself. All right, so... He was trying to steal a 58-inch TV. It was seen on surveillance. He takes the TV, walks around the store for a little while, playing it off, talking on his phone, you know, waiting on his chance to exit without paying. So he leaves, but when he tried to go out the door, he got stopped by security. So he ran back in the store and tried to use a different exit. But that plan didn't work because it just so happened at this Walmart, it was shop with a cop day. So there were police officers all over the place shopping for the kids. So several off-duty police officers quickly nabbed him, right?
Yeah.
But on top of him getting caught for trying to steal a TV, he was also charged with stealing the TV because the day before he had stole one and they recognized him from the tape. Seriously.
Seriously.
As serious as a profane preacher. My question for today is, how in the hell you think you're going to get your ass in heaven if you keep doing the same bull spit?
Who did that?
And if you do F around and get in, the Lord going to say, who in the hell left the gate open? Seriously. That's a profane preacher.
Yeah, it is.
All right, now check it out. Just when you thought you heard it all, this story is not from Florida, people. This story is from Long Island, New York. There was a snowman stolen from a yard in Long Island, New York, and video captured the whole thing. Now, the thief was said to be selling the snowman, of course, to buy drugs. Now, mind you, it's not a regular snowman. It's the big, giant, inflatable kind. So she is seen deflating and disconnecting the cord to take away this big old snowman. Now, my question is, who buys a big stolen snowman, first of all? And how much do you get for it? Do you go out and find the customer first and then say, I'll be right back? Or do you steal a big giant snowman and walk around with it till you find somebody to buy it? That's what I want to know. So the crazy part is it was the neighbor's yard, and the neighbor has the camera, so the neighbor posted the video on Facebook and asked anybody knew. And they're like, yeah, that's Tanisha Dela Cruz. She lived two doors down. So now she is also in jail. Seriously. So, people out there, let's have a fantastic holiday season, and happy anniversary, baby.
All right.
Report to you live from Chicago, where it's cold.
As
a mug.
That's it.
Yeah, cold in the mug. What is a mug? Where'd that come
it's
from?
Cold as a gold digger's shoulder when a broke dude approaches.
All right, thank you, Damon. Catch him at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Thursday and Friday only. Get your tickets now at BaltimoreComedyFactory.com.